Hello and welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I am your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. And every Wednesday at 1 o'clock, I come to you with blogging tips and trends that will turn your passion into a profit. I invite you to head over to my blog, delblogger.com, where you can subscribe and order your copy of Basic Blogging Tips for Beginners. I am available for workshops, seminars, chat and chew with your bae, your boo, and your friends too. Send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com. You can find and follow me on all my social media platforms by using the hashtag Delaware Blogger. Again, welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit here on Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. I'm a multi-award winning blogger, author, professional speaker, and host of not only this show, but also the Delaware Blogger podcast on Anchor FM. However, here on Blog Your Way to a Business Profit, I'm bringing you weekly blogging tips that will help you turn your passion into a profit. I will help you broaden your brand and expand your exposure online. As an adjunct instructor of blogging and social media, as well as the CEO of A. Blake Enterprises Social Media Marketing and Consulting, I invite you to head over to ablakeenterprises.com to learn more about my services and offerings. Now, if you've been following me for a while, and I hope you have been, then you know that I started my first blog, DEDivaDeals.com, Fashion and Fun After 50, back in 2012. That blog was a lifestyle blog, and it was created as a way to fill a void after the death of my grandmother. And it actually became the catalyst of my encore entrepreneurship into teaching others how to blog. And now my current blog, DelBlogger.com, is an educational and marketing blog. So I invite you to head over to subscribe and also share it with your family and your friends and followers, www.delblogger.com. Welcome to episode number 12. And today's topic is how to use LinkedIn to drive traffic to your blog. Now, if you don't know about LinkedIn, you need to know about LinkedIn. I've been talking to college students for quite a while on having a great LinkedIn profile. I actually offer audits for LinkedIn profiles. So if you're interested, send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com and put in LinkedIn audit in the subject line. LinkedIn, I joined back in 2005, back when I was first laid off from IBM, because I was told it was a great way to connect and find a job. And LinkedIn has grown vastly from just posting your resume and looking for jobs. It is now the biggest, or one of the best, I like to say, marketing tools. LinkedIn has over 610 million members. The network has over 303 million active monthly users, and 40% of them visit LinkedIn on a daily basis. And check this out, 90 million are senior level influencers, and 63 million decision makers use LinkedIn. So if you're looking to broaden your brand and expand your exposure online, you need to have a LinkedIn profile and be active with that LinkedIn profile. Let me give you a few stats. Only 3 million of those 610 million LinkedIn users share content on a weekly basis. I don't know why. You need to be there at least once a week. How-to and list posts, they perform the best on LinkedIn. So if you're blogging how-to, DIY, behind the scenes, and list posts, they would do great on LinkedIn. Articles with titles between 40 and 49 characters perform best on LinkedIn. Again, I'm looking at these stats, which you can Google yourself. 80% of B2B or business-to-business leads come from LinkedIn versus 13% on Twitter and 7%, a measly 7% on Facebook. And guess what? 97% of B2B marketers use LinkedIn for their content marketing efforts. So if you're a blogger and you are creating some amazing posts, whether it's a business blog or personal blog, you need to spend some time on LinkedIn, especially if you're B2B. LinkedIn is the ideal place for you to connect with your market, to develop relationships, and drive traffic back to your blog. LinkedIn is the go-to social site for business networking. And on this episode of Blog Your Way to a Business Profit, I'm going to give you 10 ways to increase your LinkedIn ROI or return on investment to get more traffic to your blog. Number one, you want to complete your profile. Remember, your profile, regardless of what platform you're on, it's the first impression. So you want to make it a good one. Make your page personal yet professional and memorable. And one of the best ways to do that is to make sure that you are branding it consistently across all social media platforms. If you're using a logo, continue with the logo. If you're using a picture, use a picture, but make sure it is a professional picture. It's not one where you're lounging over the deck of a yacht or, you know, hanging out with your buddies or at a wedding and or whatever the case may be, and you cropped out somebody's arm across your shoulder. Make it a professional picture. You can smile, you know, because you want to show your personality. And you know what? You want to tell people what you do, not who you are, but what you do. Give them something great to read in the About Me page. And you're going to complete that profile. Are you a content marketer, a blogger, maybe a small business owner, a sales manager, or even a CEO? Please include those words in your About Me section. Because people are people and we relate to people, but we want to know about your business as well. So make it professional, yes, personable. And a smile doesn't hurt with that headshot. You want to also include the link to your blog or your website so that people can click and connect with you. Make it welcoming, trustworthy, and you know what? Just be you. Don't try to be someone else. Number two, start building your connections. Now you need to search for people that you know on LinkedIn. I think of LinkedIn as the Chamber of Commerce, you know, a local Chamber of Commerce, but it's open 24/7, 365, and you don't have to pay the annual fee. It's a great way to keep in touch with all your business contacts and make new contacts. So if you're an influencer, if you're a blogger, and you're looking to work with brands, connect with those decision makers of those brands. You can also connect with people that you've worked with or you work with, you've gone to school with, you know, even those email contacts. You would be surprised how many people that you have an email address for also has a LinkedIn profile. Are there some LinkedIn groups that you're interested in? Perhaps someone introduced you to someone else. Look them up. Have you gone to those networking events back before the COVID-19 pandemic? If you received those business cards, check them out. Find them on LinkedIn and remind them that you met them at an event. People who have been your customers or business partners. There are so many people out there that you can connect with and network with to increase your exposure. Broaden your brand and expand your exposure online, because the more connections you have, the more people will see your LinkedIn status and they'll see your blog. So search and connect with coworkers, business partners, your fraternity and sorority members, alumni from colleges, email contacts, your customers, and anyone else that you may be following on other social media platforms as well. Number three, just like with any other platform that you're on, you have to be active. If you want to drive traffic to your blog, then you need to be active and to post frequently on the site. Now, because LinkedIn is more of a professional platform, the old rules may not apply in this new normal world. Back in the day when everyone went to work on a 9-to-5, they said, don't post on a Monday because everyone's trying to come off the weekend, and don't post on a Friday because people are shutting down. But now that people are working remotely, that doesn't play the same. Post a few times a week. That makes sure that people can see you, see your face, and find out what's going on with your blog, what's going on with your business. But don't spam. This is not Facebook. This is not Twitter. This is not Instagram. You're going to be promoting your blog posts. And to be honest with you, not every blog post is going to be worth sharing on LinkedIn. It's up to you. It depends on your brand and what you're trying to accomplish. But when you do, make sure you are posting the links to that blog. Don't just say, read my blog, this is what it's about, without providing a way for people to click and go to it. And don't be selfish. Post links to other articles as well. This way you become known as an industry leader. You know, make your status updates a few times a week to increase your trust. And remember, posting directly to your blog so that other people can find you, and sharing is caring. Make sure you share posts to other articles as well. Number four, join groups. One of the best features I love about LinkedIn is the groups. And statistically speaking, there were, or there may even be more, 1.5 million groups on LinkedIn, and 81% of LinkedIn users belong to at least one of them. So you can do a search for groups, find out where those groups are, because they're from A to Z. There is everything in between. So you want to find your niche networks, people that you can share your blog articles with. So all you need to do is click on the interest tabs and find groups. And you look in the menu, search for topics, whatever the topic is, whatever your niche is, find the group that you're interested in. Read some of the posts. Some you can join automatically, others you have to ask permission for. So check out the guidelines, check out the members, check out the activity, because there are groups out there that have not had any activity since 2005, you know? So make sure it's a group that has genuine engagement. Again, there are over 1.5 million LinkedIn groups. And you know what? It's a great networking opportunity for you. Search out those groups, see if they fit, and join them. But if they don't, number five tip is create your own group. If you cannot find a group that you like, make your own. It's not really like you're not finding your niche, but maybe you're just not comfortable with those that are out there. Maybe you want a specific group. Then create that group. Is it just your business partners? Is it just employees? Is it just a college? Is it just an HBCU? Is it just people that you want to connect with? Create your own group. And right now, we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, I'm going to give you tips 6 through 10. So we're going to take a break now. And remember, I have all types of packages, because I can assist you with your social media success. A blog is a platform. It's a platform for sharing your values, and people who find value in your words will share them with their family, friends, and followers. A blog spreads your message to a wider audience, and readers who follow you on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn will go to your blog for more in-depth content. A blog positions you as an expert. A blog is your home base. Remember that. It's the foundation of your online brand. A blog is where you begin to influence others. It becomes a recognized tool for you to use to become that thought leader. You can build your personal and professional brand with a blog today. And again, I can assist with your social media success. I can help you grow your blog, teach you how to monetize your blog, and how to get customers and clients from your blog. So if you're interested in working with me, please send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com. So let's take this quick break and we'll be right back.
Are you a business that's struggling to gain new customers and clients? Are you a woman who's written a book and don't know how to get media attention? Well, look no further. Help is here. Hi, my name is Precious Williams, and I am the new host of the podcast Pitching My Ass Off, which is going to air every Sunday at 5 p.m. Now, why should you listen to this podcast? Well, if you're one of those people that need help, or if you want to receive pitching advice, public speaking skills, if you want to know how to really bring in the media, investors, customers, and clients and attract them to you right now so that they buy right now, then you need to listen to the Pitching My Ass Off podcast. And I am your host, Precious Williams, airing every Sunday at 5 p.m.
Hello and welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Each week, we're going to get together to discuss blogging tips that will expand your brand and increase your profit online. Welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. Welcome back to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. And I invite you to subscribe to my blog, www.delblogger.com, as well as to my YouTube channel, Antoinette Blake. So today we're talking about building traffic or driving traffic to your blog using LinkedIn. And before the break, I gave you tips 1 through 5. So let's continue with tip number 6. Engage with your network. Just like any other social media networking site, the more engagement you have, the more the relationship becomes powerful, the more you can build on to your connections. When you post articles, include the links, you can ask questions, give stats, give your personal opinion, ask people to give theirs as well to keep the conversation going. Remember, you are building relationships when you are networking on site. Engage not only with your contact, but engage in your group, whether the ones you've joined or ones that you've created, because the more engagement you have in the group, the more likely they're going to be looking at you as being the top influencer. So make sure that you are including content that is engaging on a regular content within your group, the ones you've joined or the ones you've created. Number 7, and this is a biggie, write engaging and interesting content. Don't just put out crap. I'm serious. In order to drive traffic to your blog, you definitely need to be creating content that appeals to your audience. There is so much information out there. We are bombarded 24/7, 365 with information. Information overload. So make sure that whatever you put out there, make it interesting. Stick with your business theme, you know, something that supports your goals, relates to your target market audience, and ask your followers what they want to know more about to make that even more engaging on your blog, on your platform. Number 8, share your blog post with individuals. Now, we talked about groups, but there's no reason why you can't send an email to your LinkedIn contact or a LinkedIn contact. Let them know that you've written a blog post that is relevant to them and or their target market audience. But make sure you personalize the message, you mention their name, don't spam them, and give them a reason to click through to your article. Is it something that you can help them with? Is this a pain point that they have written about before? So share your blog articles, but make sure you're not spamming people. You can send them a personalized email, but don't overuse this, and definitely don't spam people. Number 9, follow those LinkedIn influencers. You're becoming an influencer, so now create a list of those that you want to follow. And you know what? That will help you grow and expand your brand even more, especially if you comment on their articles or their posts. You know, you can develop your network by commenting intelligently on other influencers' articles. And you know what? You're getting more visibility for your own business by engaging with them. You can link back to an article that you've read and tell them, hey, you know what? This is really good. I'm going to share it with my circle. So you're giving them a shout out, you know, so that's giving them an interest to check out who you are and what you're doing. So comment on other articles, share with them why you like the article and why you want to share it with your connections, because it's just going to grow and build and broaden your brand online as well. And it can also give you some ideas for some future blog posts as well. Last but not least, number 10, make sure you have a LinkedIn share button on your blog. That way, people can share your post directly to their readers when they finish reading your post. Again, sharing is caring. Use these buttons, use the LinkedIn share buttons to make sure that people are have an opportunity to share your post, and check in on LinkedIn, you know, once or twice a day or throughout the day to make sure that you're responding to any comments and questions that people have about your links. So again, you know, let's wrap this up with a bow. LinkedIn is where our business professionals are. You can network on this site by making a nice impression. Engage with your connection, join and take part with groups, and always sharing pertinent information. So my question to you today, do you use LinkedIn to network? Do you use LinkedIn to drive traffic to your blog? If not, why not? And if you have, tell us what has worked and what has not. And again, if you want to learn more about starting a blog, send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com. to schedule your complimentary 30-minute discovery call. Make sure you're visiting and subscribing to my blog, dellblogger.com, and you can find and follow me on all my social media platforms by using the hashtag DelawareBlogger. There you can also subscribe to my blog. You can get your copy. You can order your copy of Basic Blogging Tips for Beginners, as well as Podcasting Your Purpose workbook, which is available on Amazon. Every day, Monday through Friday, you can see my face in the place on YouTube, Antoinette Blake, where I'm providing podcasting tips and pointers as well. Share, subscribe this podcast, because you know what? We're heard on iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple iTunes, and many, many more to come. So again, I thank you. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. So tell a friend to listen in. Until the next time, stay safe, stay smart, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the DE Diva. Have a beautifully blessed day. Bye-bye.